This is a Flashbooks audio summary on Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Suzanne Jeffers. Self-help ideas expand our idea of what's possible. They make us believe in our dreams and think big. They get us all pumped up and excited, and so we start to think things like, you know, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to be that, or I can finally get up the motivation to go after my dreams. Today's the day. No more selling myself short. But of course, we wake up the next day and reality kicks in. Those dreams that we had suddenly seem more like fiction than biography. And in 2 minutes flat, we're rationalizing the life that we have now. And that fear starts to set in again. So how do we get past that point? How do we get to the point where pursuing that dream of ours is a normal part of our daily routine? Between the experience of today and the vision that we have for ourselves, those dreams that we have, is this huge list of doubts and fears that stop us dead in our tracks. And it seems a great deal easier to turn around and go back to security and routine, that same old thing that we're used to doing every day, that same boring life that we have. But the author, Suzanne Jeffers, says that people see fear in a totally wrong way. Rather than being an indicator that you're reaching your limits, it's a green light to keep going. If you're feeling fear, or if you're not feeling any fear, you might not be growing. So don't delay the trepidation. Don't deny the trepidation, but take the step anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. So here's a few big ideas from the author's philosophy on fearlessness. The first one is handling fear. There's different types of fear, but there's a one big killer, according to the author, the simple but all-powerful belief that you won't be able to handle something. We won't be able to handle it if our partner leaves us. We won't be able to handle it if somebody says something. We won't be able to handle it if we don't make a certain income. We won't be able to handle it, and so on and so forth. Insert excuse here. The basic work to be done, according to the author, is to get to a point where you know that you can handle anything that comes your way, both bad and good. Now, you know, this sounds like an empty platitude, just a bunch of, you know, self-help pseudo science that's just being written down on paper and told to repeat. But according to the author, her point here is that fear is not a psychological problem, but that fear is an educational one. Not a psychological problem, but an educational one. In other words, we must educate and re-educate ourselves to accept fear as a necessary part of our growth, and then to move on. Next big idea, saying yes to your universe. Say yes to your universe. So Jeffers doesn't tell us that we can totally control our world. She doesn't say that we have total control. Sometimes things just happen or happen to be out of our control. The key, she says, to not getting bogged down in fear is to affirm what is, to affirm reality. Now, this not only applies to small things like losing your wallet, but to more significant ones like pain. Positive thinking might not make pain disappear, but if you include it as part of your universe, if you don't deny its right to just be, it loses its terror. Jeffers mentions Viktor Frankl's classic book, Man's Search for Meaning, which describes some of the most hideous conditions that human beings have ever had to endure and be succumbed to. But even within those barbed wire fences that the author, Viktor Frankl, talks about, he could still find people who were saying yes to it all, choosing responsibility instead of just giving up. Throughout our lives, we're told to take responsibility. And oftentimes, we interpret this as meaning things like going to college, getting a job, getting a mortgage, getting married, etc., so on and so forth. Jeffers' understanding of this, however, is closer to Emerson's ideal of self-reliance. That is, being responsible for how you interpret your life experiences. So, for instance, if you hate your job, then either take a conscious decision to stay and make something out of it, or just go. Decide to do something about it, or get out of it. Decide to figure out how to make it meaningful, or find another job, or quit, or do something else. The idea here is to take responsibility for the conditions that your life is under. Choose the way that you respond, because you have the ability to do so. Next big idea, why positive thinking works. So positive thinking is fine, but it does not reflect reality. It's too Pollyanna, quote unquote, according to the author. This is the common accusation. But Jeffers asks, if 90% of what we worry about never even happens, as studies demonstrate, how is negativity more, quote unquote, realistic than positivity? It's a good point. The fact is that what's realistic is up to us, right? Depending on how we shape our thoughts. A positive mindset will not save you from bad news, according to the author, but your reactions to it can be different. Replace the "it's quote unquote terrible" with "it's a learning experience." Okay, well, what about what happens to us when we are facing serious conditions, like getting cancer, for instance? Well, Jeffers says that this attitude made all the difference in her own cancer experience. If the rule applies in such extreme situations, then there's no excuse for overreaction on a day-to-day basis for us to not apply it. We love to denounce things and be drama queens about certain situations, but Jeffers says to look at how it weakens us. The key to positive thinking, she says, the most elemental yet most overlooked aspect to it, is that you need to practice it over and over and over again. Practice it all the time. Even the author of this book, Suzanne Jeffers, who wrote the book on facing fear, being positive, she can't even go a day without positive mental refueling. So we won't go without breakfast, or we won't go on a morning jog or a child's hug, she says. So why do we think that a program of our daily positive energizing is an optional thing? You know, author and speaker Zig Ziglar used to say, motivation, quote, is like a bath. It's recommended daily. So some actionable insights from this big idea. First, give yourself the gift of reading or listening to something to improve yourself on a daily basis, even if it's for a short period of time. The effect will probably be greater than you think, both on yourself and on your environment. Next, write out your favorite inspirational quotes and keep them next to your computer, on your desk, in your car, by your bed, places that you see them regularly. The positivity that you'll create will start to seem closer to how things should be, how they should actually be, the reality of your life, than the way that you're used to being. The former life will begin to appear as if it was lived in a gray fog a long, long time ago. Next big idea, program the subconscious. The author says that you can be sure that whatever exists in your subconscious mind will find a way to express itself in real life, in your reality. It's therefore crucial to take control of your mental inputs at every level. One important way to generate change and to overcome fear, which requires a little work or courage, is affirmations. Jeffers defines these as positive statements affirming that something is already happening. A statement like, quote, "I will not put myself down anymore," quote, won't work. It needs to be both positive and present. For example, quote, "I am a confident person in every situation," end quote. You don't even have to believe in affirmations, says the author, for them to work, as long as they become your mantra. The mind reacts to what it's fed, whether it's true or false. We can either listen to our chatterbox, or we can listen to our higher self and affirm those things that we want to be, as if we were already those things. Next big idea. There's always plenty of time. Quote, the biggest pitfall as you make your way through life is impatience. End quote. Impatience is merely self-punishment, creating stress, dissatisfaction, and fear. That's what impatience is. So the big idea here is that we need to trust that whatever we're doing, it's all unfolding perfectly and at the right time. Next big idea, how to make no-lose decisions. Stop believing that there's usually one right or one wrong and that's it. You know, that there's only one right way to do something and one wrong way to do something, or one right way to go or one wrong way to go. We have to get into a position where we're no longer hostage to a single outcome, knowing that the world that we live in has endless opportunities for achieving what we want. Next big idea, never be fearful of mistakes. Remember that even the very best baseball hitters in history have a .400 average. A .400 average. The best miss 6 times out of 10. So lighten up and be happy that you've had the experience, even if it's not successful, even if you failed, even if it wasn't exactly what you were expecting it to be. You're a success because you tried, because you gave it a shot. So never, ever, ever, says the author, be fearful of your mistakes. Learn from them. Closing notes. So in the book, Jeffers mentions a number of quote-unquote fear truths. The most insightful one of these fear truths is this one. Quote, pushing through fear is less frightening than living with the underlying fear that comes from a feeling of helplessness. So in other words, those who never take any risks ironically live with the dread of something going wrong. They're always worried about what's going to happen, always worried about what's going to go wrong. They're anxious. They're always freaking out. They seek security above all else, but the effect is chronic insecurity, always being worried, always being anxious. And it's actually easier and way more life-fulfilling to actually try new things, to experience different challenges and to feel our fear. The decision to incorporate more challenge into your life brings a feeling of security because you know that you can tackle anything. So feel the fear and do it anyway. Thanks for listening to this Flashbooks audio summary on Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Suzanne Jeffers, narrated by Dean Bakari.